The Seventh Circle, My 7 Years of Hell in Afghanistan's Most Notorious Prison. Written by Robert Langdon and read by Nick Farnell. Here's how close I was to getting away. Minutes, maybe 5, maybe 3, stood between me and getting on the plane. I had got to Kabul International Airport and walked through check-in without luggage or any possessions other than the clothes on my back and the packages of American dollars in my pockets. I was cleared through customs and several security gates in the clean, newly built terminal. My flight on Afghanistan's national carrier, Safi Airways, to Dubai was on time, and I made it through the departure lounge, where I showed my boarding pass and waited with the other passengers for the minibus to take us to the plane sitting on the tarmac. All that was left was a quick shuttle to the steps of the jet, and I was home free. Just a few hundred seconds, as long as a cupful of water takes to boil. How many times over the next 7 years could I shut my eyes and count out those seconds? How many prison kettles of water would that add up to? In what kind of a blink could they pass, compared with the black hole that would chew the next 7 years out of my life? If I thought about that too much, I could drive myself mad. I kept my head down, not looking at the other passengers, just willing the minibus to come and take us to the plane. After the chaos of the previous 24 hours, I was more strung out with fatigue than panicky or scared. I was composed but tired, thinking only one thought: let's go. I wore my Blundstones and a checked shirt and jeans that I'd picked up earlier in the day from my mate Frank, whose place I'd dropped into during the height of the mayhem. Frank, a Canadian freelance security contractor I'd worked with for years in Afghanistan and Iraq, and I had talked about which airport I should go to. One option was the airfield at Bagram, the military base where I could get onto an American military aircraft. Bagram had its advantages, being under American control, and as a security contractor working for an American company, I had come and gone freely from Bagram over the previous 12 months with identification that gave me the equivalent rank to a captain. Frank made a plan to get me there, but I was wary of Bagram. The drive was too far for comfort, and the security would be intense. Any of numerous checkpoints could pull me up. My preference was for Kabul International, the civilian airport. I had bought the Safi Airways ticket for Dubai the previous day, before all hell broke loose. A day ago, I had expected to be flying out of Afghanistan for the last time on my way to starting a new adventure in Africa. It might as well have been a lifetime ago. In 24 hours, everything had changed. Bagram or Kabul International, US military or Afghan civilian. In the end, I did what I always did when faced with a 50-50 decision. I pulled my trusty Australian 50-cent coin out of my pocket and tossed it. Heads, Kabul International.